is a podcast from the guy in Kenny.
Yo, Ty and Terry Jean here. Question, were you on 96.9 Jack FM with our old buddy Kenny today?
Have a listen to his podcast and find out.
Yo, thanks for checking out jackfm.com, clicking the player, and having a listen to the calls of the day. Enjoy!
Just working, man. Just working.
Hey, what do you got going on Friday?
Not much. Why? What's up?
Well, I'm doing the show from Flamin' Fitness on a treadmill the entire 5 hours.
Okay.
Raising some money for Team Diabetes. So, I'm just saying, if you want to stop by, we're going to be giving away a bunch of stuff, and it should be fun.
And whereabouts is that?
West 4th and Burrard.
All right. I'll see if I can get my kids to come down with me.
Yeah, that'd be great. I was going to say, what would be better is you just bringing a big sack of McDonald's and eating some fries in front of me while I'm on that treadmill.
Sounds good.
You know I want to punch you, right?
I know.
So the great one, Wayne Gretzky, is a grandfather today.
He's probably going to be a great grandpa, too. He'll be able to spoil that kid rotten.
Yeah, you think? What's he worth, like $200 million?
Oh, at least.
How old till that kid is on skates?
2 years old, he'll be on skates, absolutely.
Crazy, man.
When your granddaddy's the great one, you kind of want to strive to be on blades as early as possible.
Did you see the video that went viral of the lady missing the ferry?
Yeah, I did. I saw that.
How awesome was that video?
I mean, seriously, get popcorn and a drink. It's like watching a movie, you know?
I could not stop laughing. She threw a temper tantrum no different than maybe a four-year-old would throw.
Hey, listen, you know, some people are geared that way for some reason, and I can't quite understand it. Maybe she had a short circuit somewhere.
I do say this. I urge anybody that has not seen said video to go over to the Jack Facebook page and take a look.
Yeah, you know, everybody has a bad day, my friend, but... Seriously?
Hey, Kenny. How's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Not bad. I'm listening to you about the whole shampoo, about the cost of it.
I learned this morning that my wife had spent $57 on a bottle of shampoo with conditioner.
Oh, my God. That's insane. Unless it's made of gold. Yeah, not a chance. That's pretty insane. Spending $57 for shampoo and conditioner.
We should build a list of other things you can buy for $57.
Oh, dude, man, I could just, oh my God. I could go see a movie, dinner, still have fun, and I can buy my Starbucks for $57.
There it is.
I tell you, that's insane. I would never pay $57 for it.
Hi, I'm just calling in response to the question on the radio about the $57 shampoo.
Okay, this is ridiculous, right?
It can be, yeah. My mother-in-law's a hairdresser, and she tends to order things in. She can get hers for usually around $12 a bottle.
You're telling me that a discounted deal is $12. To me, I think spending over $5 on a bottle of shampoo is just nuts.
Well, I would have to agree with you on that one, but when women are spending $200 or $300 to have their hair colored, $12 for a bottle of shampoo to make sure that color lasts longer, isn't that ridiculous?
That's exactly what my wife said to me this morning.
I would have to agree with you in that I tend to buy whatever's on sale, and it works for me and the kids and my husband and everybody in the house.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty crazy.
$57, what would you pay? What's the average you'd pay for a bottle of shampoo?
Maybe $10 the most.
See, I even think $10 is a little bit much.
I'd say the most. And if I had to get like a treatment from a salon, maybe $25, $30, but that's every few months.
Text comes in.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Kelly says, Kenny, quit your swear word. I pay $98 a bottle every 2 months.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's crazy. Can't do it. There's better things to spend money on.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Let's build a list of what a better thing is to spend, right?
Exactly. I agree.
Dinner and a movie.
For sure. That sounds better.
My name's Julie.
Hey, Julie. Are you calling to admit that you've spent over $50 on shampoo?
You know what? I'm phoning to fess up and come clean. Pardon the pun. Not only have I spent that much money on shampoo and conditioner, but I spent even more than that on fake tan lotion.
Like, what are we talking?
Like, I'm talking like $100.
Wow!
Yeah.
In defense of your wife, I have also spent that much on shampoo, which actually lasts a very long time. And I just listening, I'm thinking, I should phone in. I just should.
How much did you spend?
It's about $27 for shampoo and about 20. It's about the same for conditioner.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Hi, I'm phoning about the shampoo.
Yes, $57 bottle of shampoo was at my house today. Now, my wife purchased this. We don't normally do this, just for some color treatment thing. It's crazy, right?
Well, I used to make shampoo.
Homemade shampoo?
Yeah. The cost of the ingredients is less than the bottle and the label.
Are you a hippie?
No, well, I used to. Let's put it this way. I was on the I was counterculture, but I wouldn't call myself a hippie. 96.9 Jack FM.